of reason.
There are two states, this world and the upper world, the spiritual world. This world is what we feel inside the ego, inside, within reason, within the calculation we're making, intellectual, emotional. And accordingly, we're used to living, working, feeling all of reality. This is our life. And above it, there's something else. There is a spiritual world. The difference is that over there, we do not work according to our current mind and feeling, but according to the upper one's mind and feeling. What is the reason and the feeling of the upper one? I don't know. However, if we begin to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, for which we have a desire, a tendency, a yearning, we're drawn to it, we wish to know something about ourselves, where do we come from, what are we, to where, towards what, our soul. It's not just any old desire. It's a desire that we must fulfill. Because without it, our life is not a life. The desire to know, why do we live, what for, it's a desire above our current life. Since our current life can ultimately answer this question, who am I, what am I, where to, from where, a person's inner desire, inner essence, his soul. And then when we begin to study, some time passes and we begin to see that indeed there is an upper reality, a different reality that works according to the feeling and the reason of bestowal, and not the feeling and the reason of reception. How do we understand it? How do we learn it? How do we feel it? What do we do with it? When we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, it explains to us that there are two such levels, the force of reception and the force of bestowal. One can see reality through my eyes, and one can see reality through the eyes of the collective, where I rise above myself and connect to the collective, as if I don't have my own brain and heart, but instead I wish to be inside the collective, and through them, I wish to see everything. Meaning, it's not that my eyes and in my eyes, and then in their eyes, and outwards. My heart is in their heart, and outside. Rather, I don't have my current brain or heart. I place them aside. I look at them as if an animal that lives. Let it live. Exist, but other than that, in addition, I have the ability to clothe myself in the brain and the heart of the collective, the society, and to see reality through the society. Then you can say, that I'm seeing it above my reason. This approach is called faith above reason. Because then I work with the power of the collective, of bestowal, which is typically opposite to me. My opposite, my corporeality, my beastliness, my correct perception of reality, my current perception of reality, and in this way I build in myself a state called faith above reason. We have to try and do many exercises on it, but in truth, in the end, each and every person, sooner or later, will have to enter the spiritual perception of reality, this upper one called faith, and above reason, meaning above our current perception, and enter these two forms in the current brain and heart, in the current perception of reality, this world as we call it, and also the brain and the heart that one acquires after delivering himself to the collective, and through the collective, relating to all of humanity, called the upper brain and heart, or faith, bestowal, above reception. Let us read what Baal Sulam and Rabash write about it. And all the other Kabbalists. Kabbalists are those who raise themselves to the degree of faith above reason.
El último parágrafo del extracto, esta petición tan fuerte de desear ver la fe por encima de la razón.
In the last excerpt, last paragraph, there's such a strong demand of faith above reason, and it's not equal to isn't within reason supposed to be equal to above reason?
We need to reach a state where whatever appears as above reason will be just like we're seeing it with our own eyes right now, within reason. These two conditions have to be 100% examined correctly, existing, and without any doubts. That's what we need.
Mac.
We'll talk about other degrees later. Mac.
Good morning. My group is my 10. I'm asking through the 10. Is the request passing on to the Creator when I connect myself to the 10?
I didn't get it. Repeat, please.
If I ask through the 10, and I have a question, a request to the Creator, does it really reach the Creator if I connect myself to the 10?
If you connect yourself to the 10, then it's certain the Creator is hearing what you're asking, what you're saying, what you're doing. The Creator feels what exists in the 10, inside it. But not what is happening to each one individually.
Latin.
If so, Rav, faith above reason is bestowal. Is that correct?
Yes, of course.
Kiev. Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Good morning, Rav. From the article, it follows, if I understand correctly, that I need my reason, what I see in my uncorrected vessels. I need to restrict that and ask for faith to do everything for the sake of my friends.
I would say it like that. I'm leaving my current state called Da'at, reason, what I feel, what I understand in my heart, in my brain, and I wish to reach a state now just like it is felt in the upper one, and to receive the facts and the feelings that exist in the upper one, even though it runs contrary to what is felt to me, what is understood to me, and this gap should stay. But I want it to be. I want to be.
Есть ли разница между уверенность и вера в высшее знание?
Is there a difference between certainty and confidence and faith above reason?
Yeah, there's faith and confidence. To the extent I go with faith above reason and get a complete confidence from it, except it's not in my own senses and what I am, rather in the Creator, that I adhere to Him. And then by coming down without any basis on what I have now, what everything is adhere to the Creator, this is my confidence, this is my degree of adhesion in the Creator. Latin 5.
Shalom Rab. ¿Podemos definir el estado en que estamos como el día del Señor?
Can we define the state we're in like the day of the Lord?
Yeah, the fact that I begin to see everything through in the light of faith, above my reason, my corporeal reason, this is called the day of the Lord, the Creator. The fact that I'm not in it, I don't even feel night time in it, but rather I'm only what I'm looking at through my physical senses, this is my day and night, my beastly day and night, and this is how we need to.
Раф, как мы помогаем друг другу прийти к вере выше знания?
Раф, how do we help each other reach faith above reason? And how is this work shared between us?
A very good question. We need to set an example without words for how much each and every one of us strives to be above his ego, adhered to.
Question. You pretty much already answered, but I have to ask it again. What can we do as a 10 to achieve this feeling of being in a state above reason?
We need to try and set examples to one another. How are we going above reason? Meaning, constantly in bestowal and strengthening. Then you will see how possible it is.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. With your permission, the topic of faith above reason is more personal work. And the greatness of the Creator when we are aided by the 10, how do we connect these two processes? one thing is sort of the ten and the other thing is kind of personal. How do you move between these two processes?
A good question. There's room for it. And we need to work in both. On the one hand, it's personal. On the other hand, it's exactly the group. The groups. Because I cannot be integrated in the group before I rise to faith above reason. Otherwise, my connection in the group is like in a gang of criminals, you know, with a bunch of guys. With a gang of crooks or some friends, some kids or some military elite unit. What does it mean to, you know, what does it mean in our group? Friends. The friends here are those who connect, chaverim, from the word chibur, connect. We are in our egos and we cannot connect. One ego cannot connect with the other. There are forces of rejection from each other. How will you connect them? Rather, all those spheres that cannot even come closer to one another can only do it in faith above reason. When we connect to the Creator, and the Creator ties us, connects us, otherwise there is no connection. Otherwise, although it appears from the side like a personal work individual, on the other hand, it works towards a connection between us. Like with an atom, and inside the atom you have a nucleus, and inside the nucleus in the atom, its center, there are many small parts that are stuck together, and around them you have electrons and other, but in that, in the nucleus of the atom, you have many parts that function together. What is holding them there? There's a special force that holds them up from above them, holds them together, because they too want to break out, break free. And it's like the force of faith above reason. According to their reason, they need to disperse. And according to this force, the upper force that is sustaining them, this is called faith above reason, where we keep ourselves, and we, that's how we build this unity between us, this unit of connection. And reason, and above reason, we have many examples from the corporeal world. Although in the corporeal world, it's not exactly above reason. It's simply another style of nature. We'll learn about all those things. We have entered a new world, truly. I'm just asking you to be patient. And we'll advance in such a way that everyone will discover suddenly where you are.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, существует ли связь между состоянием веры?
Рав, please tell us, is there a connection between the state of faith above reason and the prayer of the ten?
The prayer of the ten is a request to the Creator, even though we're not above reason, but we want to connect somehow, corporeally. And the Creator also feels them, just like we feel the baby. He doesn't know what we're doing, what's happening with us. He's crying, he's laughing, he's staring. And we can feel it. We care for it. We know what he wants. And that's how we are in the ten for the time being. We are not in faith above reason. We're not exactly connected, but in that tendency, we also awaken the Creator, and he's helping us. The important thing is this tendency, the direction, our vector. with which we want to be together. As much as possible, and out of the connection between us, we turn to Him to build the connection between us. The center point of the ten is the meeting point between all ten together with the Creator. This is the center of all of
Hello, Rav. Question. In any state you can rise to faith above reason, or there are some conditions that need to happen in order for this action to work?
You should be in it all the time.
But what are the conditions required in order to... Does it have to be against the view of the ten for this to happen?
No, no. Why are you contrary to the opinion of the ten?
So with what conditions can I rise above my reason?
I want to constantly be in bestowal. And through that, I wish to be connected to the ten all the time. And this is opposing... This is contrary to my opinion, my reason. By that, I'm already striving. Try to advertise it amongst you, publicize it. I felt that we can begin to come to it, and I think that there's no point for us to strive to study the writings of Baal Sulam and Rabash. Rather, we must start the spiritual work in practice. It was time.
All right, we're moving forward. Kiev.
He writes there about the mitzvot, the commandments between a person and the Creator. Can you say that the first degree where we connect together in the quality of bestowal in the ten is the condition for the beginning of the commandments between us and the Creator? Rav, exactly. It's a miracle. It's a wonder that we read about it so many times, and he's saying, oh, now I understand this has to be so. Is it true that this is so? Yeah, that's how it is. Very well. So tell me, please, when we come to a certain degree of connection between us, what does it mean that we begin to keep the mitzvot relative to the Creator from within the ten? Rav, the correct web of connection between us, when we connect to different contacts between us, this web is giving us the feeling of the Creator, because the Creator doesn't exist. Only to the extent that we connect between us, we are building Him. What does it mean that we bestow to this network in the ten? Rav, the mitzvot, the commandments, are our relationship in mutual bestowal. To the extent I bestow to you and you bestow to me, and all of us do it in the ten between us, it means that by that we are making the Creator. The Creator is the force that appears in the connections between us. The force of love between us is the Creator. That's why it's called from love of God to love of the created beings. From love of the created beings to love of God, sorry.
Ну, просто вот вы сейчас говорите о том, что сила между нами, любви, это Творец.
No, simply talking about how the force of love between us is the Creator. And later we say from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. There are two kinds of love here, right? Not one. Rav, I can't get into it. It will confuse us because we don't have a clear feeling corresponding to it that you can check and measure. Let it go for now. Маска 1.
Рав, какие упражнения мы можем делать в течение дня, чтобы...
Well, what kind of exercises can we do throughout the day in order to increase the love for the other, and how can we check the results of this work? Love for the other cannot be greater than the love between us. So the main thing we need to do is to strengthen the ten, and then to the extent that we scrutinize, what does it mean, love inside the ten? Only when we do that, we'll be able to bestow the ten. Outside of that, but it's only after we have a connection in the ten that we call love. Let's call it love. We'll begin to scrutinize what is love, this mutual integration. It's a kind of mutual integration. Out before his eyes.
Садна. Бивакаша. Маза некраша.
Workshop, please. What does it mean that I increase the needs of the friend over my own needs? I put the needs of the friend over my own, and this way I'm in the quality, in the attribute of bestowal, and this is my attitude towards the ten. Again, I put the needs of the friend over my own needs, and this is how I relate to the entire ten. This is my attitude towards them, and this is actually my correct inclination. What do I do? How do I do it?
Is much good.
Meaning that we are in an integral system, and therefore we are responsible for the general system, and it's impossible that someone will do something that the system will suffer as a result, will stop, will break down something, even if one part in it doesn't work along with the others, doesn't perform its role, meaning that the role of each and every part is not measured according to the measure, according to what that person has to do, but according to the measure to which he has to bring completion to all the rest of the parts. And therefore, there is not even one soul that is free of being connected with others, but the role of each and every one depends on everyone else, and so does everyone depend on everyone, and so on. So the system, as we see from nature, the still, vegetative, the animate, it's all ideally connected with one another. Were we also correctly connected in such a way, like all those parts of the still vegetative inanimate and we and us being the speaking part in nature, then we would have felt all of nature transparently. Through nature, we would have seen from one end to the other all the worlds and the upper force filling all of them in harmony, integrality, simply in an eternal way, eternity. The problem is that each sees, due to the force of his ego, himself as disconnected from others, that I don't care about anyone else in the world. The main thing is that I'll be well off. And this is the nature that speaks in me and determines all of my actions and cuts me off from everyone else. And this cut, this nature called the evil inclination. This is what we have to correct. We have to go back to our root, wholeness, perfection, connection, that mechanism that then we will live in and according to this complete and eternal mechanism. And therefore, everyone's not judged according to the sin or crime that they did, but according to the measure that they hurt the general system. That I could be a tiny screw there, but because of that tiny screw, the entire system doesn't work properly. So, I have to pay for the entire system, and not only for that tiny screw. Meaning everyone is weighed according to his contribution or the lack of his contribution to the general system of the soul. And now we'll have a workshop on this. Please, quickly, as much as you can. How? Everyone is judged according to the harm or benefit that he does to the general system. So, from what we see here, we are responsible for bringing the method of correction to the entire world, to everyone, to all nations, because only by that will we be able to reach the general correction. And because it is all one integral system, therefore, until the entire world, until all of the souls will connect and will operate this entire mechanism, then in each and every one, or each and every one will be missing that part in which he has to do the right kind of work. And this is what we're doing, actually. This is how we have to see ourselves, that we're the ones that have to operate this machine, this entire machine of Adam HaRishon, and to publicize the knowledge, and to open as many classrooms as possible, and dissemination, and disseminate all over the world in all languages as much as possible, until as many people as possible will connect to this and will understand even a little what humanity.
How does Kabbalah interpret sinners, and in what do we sin? How does Kabbalah interpret sinners, and in what do we sin?
We sin from the point of being born in the will to receive for oneself. We're sinners in terms of not being able to take into consideration nothing that's outside of us, that we feel nothing from what's outside of our body, none of us. But these are sins that aren't at our expense, but as if at the expense of the Creator that created us this way. As it says, I've created the evil inclination. He created it. But real sins, that's an above reason, that we reach the ability to reach bestowal, connection, and we don't do it. This is where the truth and sins are. And this is something that you have to be really careful about, because that we're coming closer to each other now, and that we can be connected. Then if we do not realize this opportunity, it's called a sin. That's it. So together we'll learn how to do this, and really gladly, easily, gradually, we'll do it. We'll
from a friend in the ten. He's asking, what is the strong desire that comes to dedicate myself completely to the connection in the whole world? What is the strong desire that comes to me to dedicate myself completely to bestowing upon the world?
The Creator awakens this in you, and you have to continue and develop it. That's called a part, the godly part from above, an awakening that comes from the Creator. Watch out not to miss.
How can I help the friends keep their state of faith above reason in the work when it seems their efforts in dissemination don't seem to bring the results that bring contentment to the Creator?
It's not important the measure to which you can express it verbally, but it's important the measure to which you can want it at heart. That's what's important. And therefore to try and all the time to soften your heart, to make it so that you'll have that feeling in the heart, and by this you'll help them, you'll help yourself, everything will fall into place, even without words, even without questions and answers, even without nothing, but only the work in the heart, and this will put everything into place. And PT9.
I need to put some water here. What kind of level of avot is required toward the ten, toward the world clay, and toward the whole world?
It's the same avot that we're in the system of Adam HaRishon, and everyone's responsible for everyone. In an integral system, there is no part that I'm absent from, and the well-being of the system is 100% dependent on me, as if only upon me.
I think I am in a vut toward the ten and to disseminate to the whole world. Is it not so?
Well, first of all, you have to organize things in your ten, because without the ten, there's no you. Without the ten, there is no you. You're not taken into account. You can't, it's impossible to okay you. That is if you exist without a ten. And that you're their representative. Only when you're a representative, or when you represent your ten, do you exist. Is it possible to okay you? Only after that, is it possible to talk about how beneficial are you to others and this mechanism and pull it?
There was a sentence before that said, one sinner destroys much good. He sends the whole world backwards.
Of course, because everyone's interconnected.
So what chance do we have to correct the world if one person can send the world backwards?
Through the Creator, of course, through the Creator, we will have to activate everyone. Pray for everyone, care for everyone. Raise all of your concerns to the Creator and give Him work. This is called the work of the Creator. But you have to activate Him.
Yeah, but what chance do we have? It sounds like it doesn't make sense.
No problem. If you want to, you activate Him. He'll run for you. You remember what Baal HaSulam says, that there in the upper room, there's running. I can't remember now. Especially today, I'm kind of confused. There is something like that, that there's running. I'll find it. In short, everyone, calm down, study what we've studied now, in a good and nice approach. This is our work. Obviously, we're all called Israel because we have an inclination toward the Creator, and we need to try to reach Him and ask for correction for the entire world. And we're a part of it or inside of it. It's like with a prayer that you pray for these, those, these, and so on and so forth. And